Hey, it's Dan. Welcome to Groundhog Day.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Groundhog Day. Here again, in Punxsutawney. And Punxsutawney Phil is going to tell us if we're going to relive the same day again and again and again and again. Oh my goodness, COVID-19 feels like Groundhog Day. What is going on? Honestly, we're not even in lockdown properly here, and I feel it. I mean, I'm feeling it, do you know what I mean? And if I'm feeling it, other people are feeling it. And the mental health aspect of just no end in sight, just the same thing again and again and again. And our life's pretty good. I'm out driving, the sun is shining. I'm off to one of the shops to go buy some stuff for my home studio. So hopefully, home studio, we've been trying to get up and running for God knows how long. So it's not like we're trapped. We can't eat out. You know, the weekends, the cities are closed here. We're not allowed to go anywhere. 4,000 people fined for trying to get into a city from outside of their local, wherever they lived, which you can't do. So we couldn't go down to the dog beach, which is what we wanted to do, but it's closed. But the weekdays are the same, the weekends are the same. My wife and little one are at school, so they have a level of normality. But for me, I'm really feeling this Groundhog Day, this situation of just the same thing over and over and over again. And you just want something different. You want something new, and there's nothing new. It's maybe, you know, harder because we're in January, and so, you know, there is no paddle surfing, there's no going to the beach for a swim. Not that you swim in the sand, but you swim in the sea. There's none of that. There's no going to cafes and just sitting having a coffee and watching the world go by. That's harder. And, you know, for me, I'm a person who loves time on my own. I love it. And I really struggle without it, but not being able to travel and not see, you know, different aspects of the world, and just even not being able to travel to Leeds, which is, let's face it, not the most exotic place on the planet. But I'm missing it, like, so much. So what do you do? And there's only a couple of things you can do, okay? The first one is to realise that this is a temporary blip in our lives. You know, in 100 years, they'll talk about the great pandemic of 2020 and 2021. And so we're part of history. But also, you don't want to become a part of history by, you know, ending life early on purpose. You know what I mean? I'm referring to when I say that. I'm not going to say the words. But this is the thing. We've got another 5 or 6 months where we're going to get, you know, like this. And we're going to eventually get back to kind of where we were a little bit. And then as we go into 2022, 2022 is going to be the year, I think, where we can travel again. The whole world will be vaccinated, apart from some third world countries, which unfortunately, due to their financial predicaments and not getting the vaccine. Although I noticed some, you know, some Western countries are helping and so on. But we'll have it till 2022, and I think the key here is to plan for that. The key here is to accept and acknowledge it's 2022, you know, before this gets right. Because if you think, well, it's going to be March 2021, and then we go into June or July and there's another lockdown, I think that could send some people over the edge. And, you know, people are already over the edge. So with the current lockdowns and the lack of action from the UK government. And of course, the NHS has done a wonderful job. And, you know, they got, 600,000 people vaccinated this weekend, which is phenomenal work by the NHS. And unfortunately, the government will then take responsibility for that and say, oh, it's because of us, we did it. Even though they've failed at almost every single thing that they've done, with the worst number of cases in Europe. I mean, it's just shocking, the lack of action that's been taken. And what makes this even worse is some people saying, oh, Boris has done such a great job. No, nobody could have done better. It's like my dog could have done better. And I think that's kind of some of the frustrations boiling over. That and anti-lockdown people, you know, who are then going on marches and then creating the very lockdown they're against. You know, no masks, no social distancing, complaining about having to wear a mask and having to socially distance, then creates the very thing that they're going against. And it's just, you know, it's just where we are. But from a Groundhog point of view, Groundhog Day point of view, it just is what it is, and you just need to stick with it. Life is not always going to be like this. By the way, some people are loving this, I should add. Some people are like, oh my gosh, life is so wonderful now that I don't have to go to work and I don't have to go anywhere and so on. But for a lot of people, they're really struggling. But time is the great healer. And the more time, you know, when I say more time, the more time passes, the more that this will pass and we can get back to normal fairly quickly. And that's so important for all of us. But don't be premature on this. Don't believe that this is going to happen in March or April or May or even June or July. I mean, maybe schools will be back in September, like normal, like some level of normality, maybe. And then after that, holiday-wise, summer holidays, you're talking 2022, absolute guarantee. And if not, awesome. If it comes early and we're summer holidaying in July and August and September, wonderful. But I have a sneaky suspicion that that's probably not going to be the case. And this is the bit, if you're going, well, we'll be out of this by March, and then you book a holiday in summer and you have to cancel your holiday, that's going to be pretty depressing. If you go, okay, it's going to be next year, and you book next year's holiday, and then it's all over by March, brilliant. It means you can go on a little jolly in summer or something. But don't kind of bring it too far forward only to build a disappointment, because that's happened a number of times. And I know that that's affecting a number of people in terms of their mental health and well-being. Anyway, I hope that's useful. I hope your Groundhog Day is going better than mine is. Although mine's not bad, I guess.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.